Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Amy and John McLaughlin.
That's me.
Johnny. The fastest man on land, but not water, Johnny.
It's actually not really true. It's kind of, I'm faster in
yeah,
water.
I just went with my heart. And sometimes you don't
I just
win
don't want you to mislead the people.
No, okay. John, speaking of being fast on land and water, taking care
you
of your health, stay with me,
okay.
Isn't always easy, but it should at least, if nothing else, be simple. That's why, for the last few years, Johnny, you and I have been drinking AG1 every day.
No exceptions. Yep.
It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes us feel energized, focused, and ready to take on
I'm
the day.
I'm ready to attack the day, you know?
Yeah.
It's because, Dave, each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre- and probiotics, and more. It's like a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple.
Johnny, would you make like a stand-up comic and humor me? Why do you personally trust AG1 to support your whole body health?
Dave, I can't say this enough. It's because with AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, nutrients, and whole foods.
Mm.
Right? I like to think of it as kind of like nutritional insurance.
Dude,
you know how much I love
something.
Insurance.
Yeah, you may be honest.
I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right from the start of the day. Now, Dave, let me ask you a question.
Come on, Johnny.
Okay? At this point in your life, what makes AG1 an essential part of your routine?
John, I practiced this for a week and a half straight, so here we go. A few years ago, I noticed I needed more nutrient support than I used to, okay?
I remember.
Especially when I'm on the road or when I was playing with my kids or showing them, by example, how to become a world-class athlete. That is neither here nor there.
Sure.
AG1 covers my bases, sports analogy, with high-quality ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food-sourced nutrients. I know if I drink it daily, I'm going to feel that extra boost.
Mm-hmm. If there's one product we had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1.
Gosh, of course.
And that's why we've partnered with them for so long.
So, if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2. And 5 free AG1 travel packs. How many places can you go with those, John?
You could go to 3 places, but 2 of them you could go twice.
that math doesn't work. With your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dadville. That's drinkag1.com/dadville. Check it out.
Check it.
Hey, we've started.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. No, don't stop. I mean, I just wanted to...
I don't know. Put the real me away.
Full disclosure.
Bring out podcast.
What a pleasure. Mate. So, by context, listeners may have already figured this out.
Yeah.
Also, by just reading what the episode's called.
That's true.
That's going to be
they
the
probably
first.
Saw our post as well.
But this one, guys, this is a real treat. This is.
Are you nervous?
I'm terrified.
Because let me tell you something. I'm not nervous.
Oh.
I'm in the guest chair.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm like, this is your show, Dave.
Well, now I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
Because you say it.
Any lag, any awkward pause, that's not my fault. You're running the show.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Wow, Amy just gave me sort of a mean look, too. as you can tell, we have got one of the first couples, half first couple.
Yeah.
Four.
First founder, one of the first founding couples.
Couples of Dadville. That's right.
There we go.
Here with us today. And guys, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm really excited about this. So we have Amy and John with us. McLaughlin, just to finish that thought out. I realized looking at these questions, I don't know a lot of this.
Ooh.
Was like,
I don't even know the questions.
Same.
Well, so there's four sections, math, science.
Oh no.
We do a little bit of history and then we're gonna record y'all doing some athletic feats.
Okay.
But they'll just hear kind of the...
And then athletic greens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quick shout out.
Should probably do athletic greens beforehand.
That's true. So I want to start where we've been starting. First of all, how is everybody?
Great.
Great. Today has actually been
It's like a spring
really
day.
Great day.
Your guns are out too.
It feels like... Hang on, I'll get them out more. It feels like the first day of spring.
For the record, it's a unbelievably mild winter day. It's like, what, 60 degrees outside?
And sunny.
Mm. Oh, man.
People are wearing shorts.
I had that first, I was walking Lolly yesterday at like 7:15.
Ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is your dog.
Please don't tell Annie. It's just, that's all we do is we just walk. And I sort of push her along. She asks me, I don't know, it feels like ministry, but also sort of ministry I shouldn't be doing. And I had a thought. I was like, this feels like those magical March, early April, late March afternoons where it's like just starting to, you know, warm up a little bit, but it's still got a little cold.
The hope.
And then I realized, like,
to
let that
back into
well,
life.
And then it crushed because I was like, Dave, it's February 1st.
But,
I know.
But at least we get a little break.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
That snow was. Nashville's not made for snow. A week of snow for us is
good.
It's potentially
perfect.
Tell you what, those first 48 hours, though.
Magic.
They were awesome.
You know what I thought about the other day? How fun that game night was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a tradition.
Gosh, that was fun.
Every snow.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me and everybody, as John put it so cutely in here, what's the meet cute? How did you guys meet? I feel like when y'all were really young. Because y'all knew each other in high school.
I was super, super young.
How old were you?
First time I laid eyes on Amy Sebastian.
There. Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my gosh. So I was
22.
16. I am older, but not that much older. So I was a junior when he was a freshman.
Uh-huh.
So that was the first time that.
Highland High School, Anderson, Indiana. So R.I.P. Not the town, but the school. The school is no longer there.
It's there. It's just now the middle school.
Right. But Highland High School
is
not
there
anymore.
Right. I moved from Dayton, Ohio, my freshman year, to Anderson, Indiana.
Little did you know you would be dating that guy later.
Come on.
Let's end it there. I'm not going to be.
We've got some titles for the episode already.
Dayton.
She moved in the middle of her freshman year.
I just celebrated my 28-year anniversary from the day I moved.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know that because I met my friend Kirsten Elliott.
Shout out to Kirsten.
That day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that you remember that. So, you sit across the basketball court.
This is technically the first time that because we went to the same school, but we didn't start. Our story as a couple doesn't start until
a lot later.
How many years later? 8 years later?
Yeah. So
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know.
7 years later, I think, because I was 21.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, I didn't know it was that late. But again, y'all knew each other that whole time.
But
we knew each other.
We weren't friends.
Yeah.
But I knew of him. Some of his best friends played soccer. I played soccer. Some of my best friends were in Singers, and he was in Singers. So we like.
It's a show choir.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Show choir. And
I thought at first you said some of my best friends were singers, and he was a singer.
Yeah.
I was like, I just like that that's something you would tell people. So I'm a singer. I don't know.
Just kind of street corners and alleyways back then.
Listen, you find a good stairwell, it's game over.
The library had a pretty good stairwell. Those were on Thursdays.
I had friends who were singers. He was a singer. So, I mean, obviously they're going to hang out and sing. That's like an acapella. Was it acapella or a
show
choir? Okay.
Yeah. Like they're dancing.
I mean, we could do acapella work.
Yeah.
But we also did rhythmic
work.
And when I moved from Ohio, no one was in show choir. It was like.
You didn't know any singers in Ohio.
No singers. No one's singing. And then I come and it's like
phenomenon.
Glee. It's like, it's like, oh.
Wait, for real? Like it was.
For real.
Like that high school was kind of like a lot of people who sang. Or just, I guess, the choir.
Well, it was like
the choir thing.
You would, like Amy's experience coming from the outside and coming to the school and seeing the show choir, it was natural for you to be like, well, that's kind of, the cool kids aren't doing that, right?
You're not a show choir.
No, this is cool.
Like
at least that's what we thought.
Yeah, and there's
it was a big deal.
Did you ever do it?
No.
Okay.
But I loved watching. I mean, they were like doing flips and like
oh geez,
really dancing. It wasn't just
so.
Like,
it really was like Glee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like athletic singing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It was so fun. Anyway,
But y'all are still married, which is y'all still got married, which is the coolest part of that story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was still attracted to that.
You were still attracted to still that. Hope.
But when I'm a freshman and she's a junior in high school, I mean, you got to remember, like, that felt like,
oh,
she's an adult.
100
she probably
years
has
older.
Her own apartment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I, you know, I'm still like being spoon-fed by my parents.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it felt. I mean, it
that's
did.
What it felt
he felt
like.
Very young.
Those years, it is funny because if you have a girl that's old, especially as a guy,
mm-hmm.
if you have a girl you have a crush on that's older than you, it's like you just assume she hangs out with your mom. Like, it right. just feels like we are light years apart mm-hmm. in age.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it wasn't until, so fast forward to my third year in college, Amy.
It's fifth year.
Fifth year of college.
Okay. I didn't know you had a doctorate.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm Dr. Amy.
And
Dr. Amy.
And I mean, it's such a, there's such a longer version of this.
But I'm so, I always say I'm so thankful for that time because I didn't feel like some of the guys I played soccer with who were his best friends, I loved, like they were my brothers. Like they're young, like I just viewed them as younger brothers. And he was never in that camp, you know, like.
Had I had any soccer talent.
You would have been another.
You wouldn't have
friend.
Seen me as the masculine.
Right.
Singer.
Girl singer that I am. You would have put me in that.
Yeah,
like younger brother
and I'm just we're painting
yeah.
like we knew each other, but we weren't like we weren't friends. I didn't think of him that way. He dated one of my friends in college. I had a boyfriend in college. We were not.
That was not at all on the.
No,
on the, yeah.
not at all.
Okay,
for
okay.
her, at any moment
she's speaking herself.
At any moment, I would have been down.
You were poised
to date Amy.
You were on the starting line,
absolutely
in the position, ready
absolutely.
To
absolutely.
Wow,
yeah. I yeah. mean. He's
so did you kind of have a crush on her that whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did. Wow.
Yeah. Because my first entry into who is this girl, Amy Sebastian, it was from my friends who were like, because she's good at soccer.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And she came from the school play. That had like, just in the girls program, they had three different teams.
Yeah, like freshman, JV, varsity.
I mean, they were like legit. So she's good. She's been playing soccer for a long time. She comes to
it's like a
Anderson
movie.
Yeah, it's like a Disney movie, like a Bad News Bears movie or something like that. And we just got we have one team. We don't even have a field
with a couple of guys that look like girls on the team.
It's a co-ed team.
It was a co-ed team
real?
Because Amy yeah. was there.
Oh, at the school.
Yeah.
But she's
the
like
high school.
Starting on the she's starting.
Oh,
she's like playing
I did,
well.
I did not know this.
Dave,
so
you
I'm
knew
like,
it. I bet you did.
I'm like
the
there's
co-ed
this there's
team?
This hot girl coming in.
At least
from
you're
Dayton.
Like, I hope it's a girl. I mean, she's on the guys' team.
Yeah.
I could be reading
the
this
guys
wrong.
Team.
Right. That's true.
He's got long hair. I don't know.
So anyway, so then yeah, my junior year, Amy's fifth year. And it was me and four other guys. We lived off campus, and we lived in.
Now, just I want to make clear, y'all have been at school together, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like while not
right.
dating, y'all were at school that whole time. College
yeah.
for y'all was together.
Mm-hmm.
While
yep.
high school, yeah.
yeah.
And we would see each other every now and then,
yeah.
but we're not like stopping to chat. We'd just be like,
no.
oh, I'd probably be like, oh, there's John, but I wouldn't chat with him.
And there's yeah. no, he's not at all a thought for you.
Not yet.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, let's not dwell on that. But
no, but I love that part because it really wasn't until like the summer before that I saw him driving around town and I just had a moment where I was like, oh, there's John. And I had never like,
you're like
thought.
There's John.
Yeah, it yeah. was kind of like, oh, there's John.
Once those frosted tips had grown out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
he
yeah.
could be an adult.
Okay.
No, and then all of my friends had graduated. You know, it's my fifth year. And so I'm feeling a little like alone. Like I don't
yeah,
know
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of people on the
yeah,
campus. And we have
yeah.
we go to a small school. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I know a few people, but I don't like my core friends had moved on.
Yeah.
And so he was a familiar face those first like few weeks, months of my fifth year. And so we would like run into each other and like stand in line together and we would just like chit chat.
Yeah.
And then I found myself like, oh, I can't wait to run into John again. I can't wait to see him.
And it's that,
oh,
that
hold on,
thing.
Hold on.
What are you going to say?
I just love stand in lines together. If there was a line, it was weird. John and I would just, we'd just naturally queue up.
That was
up.
Kind of our thing.
But it was.
Concerts, gosh, sports tickets. We didn't even know where we were going. But if there was a line.
Collect old American Girl dolls, love lines.
You know what? I do want to say as a small aside, you saying that, Amy, makes me remember we did, Micah and I, a couple of our friends at MTSU did like another half semester. So we did four mm-hmm. and a half years.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, you know, this is a whole other conversation, but just to your point about you connecting in that season.
Yeah.
It is a really jarring experience because right. like, you know, and I had probably, you know, Micah was still there. He was starting to work at Lifeway downtown Nashville. So he was commuting a lot. But I remember maybe for the first time in my life, real feelings of like loneliness. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I've mm-hmm. always just had friends. Like, that's yeah. just my personality. Like you, that's, I feel right. like that's something I see so similar in both of us. And it was kind of the first time where it was like, Micah would be gone. Cause I think he worked 3 days a week at that time. And, you know, we were always hanging out and we had a bunch of friends, but like a bunch of those friends had kind of gone.
Right. Graduated.
We were sort of right there right. for those 3 or 4 months. He was gone a lot of times. And while I had a bunch of younger friends I was still really close to, it just, I don't know. It was like,
yeah, you get it.
It it's just cool. was, yeah. And so
the experience of your freshman year, like in a dorm,
oh my gosh, yeah.
and then your last year in yeah. college is so different.
So it feels like a ripe field for that kind of relationship,
it really
any
was.
Kind of relationship, but that yeah. where you're kind of
anyone
like.
Anyone out there listening who's had like a long standing crush on a girl, just wait it out.
Stay.
Make sure she does it.
And you'll be there waiting.
It wasn't that.
Change your majors. Just keep changing your majors. But I do think it would give you some impetus to,
yeah.
with someone who, you know, 2 years ago would been like, oh, there's John. Suddenly you're like, yeah, like it'd be fun to maybe hang out with him for a minute. I got nothing else going. You know what I mean? It's like yeah. there's a chance to really connect.
And that's how yeah. it started. And then I was like, oh, I want to now run into him. And like, I'm like looking for him now.
Yeah. You know? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Johnny, 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 watch him kick all the bad people in the face. John, I can't find my teen study Bible anywhere, okay? Have you seen? Wait. John, you have it.
Yeah.
I guess you haven't gotten to the part with thou shalt not steal. I mean,
know.
Gracious.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me, because okay. forgiveness is a big part of this okay. book. I just love reading it so much. No.
Okay, fine. But John, the Teen Study Bible has sold over 4 million copies. Ooh. I think you could probably find one and make it 4 million and one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'll get one.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because this Teen Study Bible, it's that good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put it down.
Yeah.
As a parent, I'm loving it.
You're right, John. The Teen Study Bible is a classic.
Classic.
It comes in updated editions, now available in the NIV, Nef. The KJ, as we call it on the street, the King James,
King James.
In the NKJ, as we call it on the back streets, the New King James Version.
The Teen Study Bible is great because it helps teens discover how God's truths relate to their lives today and helps them apply God's word to issues they face like bullying, depression, peer pressure, and stress.
You'll also find notes, articles, book intros, character profiles, Q&As, and more, offering the knowledge, strength, and clarity to navigate life's challenges with Scripture as your guide.
Find out more about the Teen Study Bible and order your copy today at amazon.com/teenstudybible.
Hello, Dave. Wow. Okay, yours was better than mine. Johnny.
Thanks.
Are you loving this warmer weather? Summer is just around the corner.
Dave, I am so glad that you brought that up because the weather has been so great. Mm. I'm playing tennis,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting outside on the porch
Gosh.
In my tennis shoes, going for walks
yep.
in different shoes. I don't walk in tennis shoes. Yeah, I mean, it's so nice. And honestly, I don't really want to be spending too much time in the kitchen making meals because there's so many other
John,
things
John,
to
John,
do
John,
outside.
John, 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 John. That's yeah. where Factor comes in. You can fuel up with Factor's no prep, no mess meals, so you can spend more time outside.
Okay, it sounds good, but Dave, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Can I meet my wellness goals in time for summer with Factor?
I hope you've got goals and then more goals, John, because we'd call you Cristiano Ronaldo. Soccer joke.
Heyo.
And guess what? And then some, John. It's going to be just fine. Factor has chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. And Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Dave, that sounds so awesome. You've talked me into it. I'm ready.
Wow, that was easy.
I'm ready to kickstart my routine with 35 different
Good
meals.
Gracious.
And more than 60 add-ons to choose from,
Goodness
Dave. Did you know
gracious.
That? I'm educating you now. And these are restaurant-quality meals like filet mignon,
Ooh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Blackened salmon.
Enjoy
you know?
Effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced.
Head to factormeals.com/dadville50 and use the code dadville50 to get 50% off. That's 50, 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code DADVILLE50 at factormeals.com/DADVILLE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
So at our school, there were these things. I hope they still do it. They do these things called roommate dates. Where
room dates. They missed that one. That's an easy one.
Yeah. We started in, it started in the actual dorms where like your entire floor would go out on a date and you would
How
ask
many people
somebody.
Is that? Oh, okay. You'd still kind of pair off inside of that floor.
No.
No, like, so like if you and I were roommates and mm-hmm. we lived in Dunn Hall.
Okay.
Like third floor Dunn Hall on Saturday, whatever date, it's a roommate date. We're all going down to Indianapolis and we're whatever, going ice skating. So I would ask somebody for you. You would ask somebody for me.
Oh
and
my
then you'd all
gosh.
Go. So it was this super fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. But we go to a small school.
There's like 2,000 kids.
Yeah.
And so, and there's a girls' dorm, boys' dorm. There's not no like co.
Yeah.
So when y'all did that, it would just be all the guys.
Right.
Then asking girls for the guys. It wouldn't
right.
be like
yeah.
your floor on your dorm asked you your floor on your dorm out.
I don't know.
I don't think that ever happened.
Okay.
Maybe they do, but that's not the norm.
But it had an air of like, this is just kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not like
romantically
necessarily
leaning.
Romantic. Or you know, like it had that kind of vibe to it. It could go either way.
Right, but I remember my freshman year, it's like, oh, ask this person. Like it
yeah.
also was.
It was kind of, it was sort of like a formal. Like
yeah.
Like it could be romantic, but it could totally not be romantic. So anyway,
who was your roommate, by the way?
Well, at this time I was living in it's crazy because my piano professor at the time, Dr. Freeling, went on sabbatical and like went traveling through Europe.
Jeez.
And he had this beautiful old house downtown that he was like, hey, why don't you find 4 other guys and you guys can live in my house?
Not
I
smart.
Come to find out he knew he's never going to move back into that house. So
that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this house was beautiful.
Beautiful. And
wow.
It was, you know, he left it fully furnished at 3 pianos in this house.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, nice. We always call it Victorian. I don't know.
They
if
named
it's actually,
the house.
It's called Victoria.
Victoria because.
House. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, nice crystal glassware everywhere. I mean, like. Is nice.
Wow.
It was super. Like, 5 college guys have no business living in
yeah.
this house. So we were like, we should do a roommate date in this house. And like, quote unquote, hire like a friend of ours to be the butler. We'll hire a friend of ours, this guy who was older. He was in the graduate seminary program who's supposed to be a really good cook. He came over and cooked.
And he was an amazing cook.
Yeah. My friend Jay Rouse. Had a really nice car. We're like, we'll have like a driver go and pick the girls up.
Oh,
I
love
that. We'll all wear tuxes, you know. Like, we went full out for this roommate date.
It was so cute. They like, in campus mail, they had like handwritten these invitations and they burnt the edges. How
so
cute
amazing.
Is this?
I mean, we had house, multiple
house meetings.
So if
it needed to be
meetings.
A treasure map, it could be.
It could
be. That's what I liked about that.
If the night pivots. Yeah.
If you hold it up to a candle, you'll see through the parchment.
So we would have, you know, all the guys could like give a couple names to all the other guys. And
oh,
then the other
interesting.
4 would pick.
Oh, that is
who they
really
were
interesting.
Ask. So, of course, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I want Amy to be my date. But I can't overstate how like I wouldn't even. say it out loud because I'm like, it's so ridiculous. Like, Amy is never gonna
I love this so
think
much.
Of me as an actual man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I felt like I was still like that tiny little 14-year-old just got his braces off, you know? And so I gave Amy's name and two other girls' names. And every couple of days I would like ask one of the guys, I'd be like, did you ask anybody yet? And they would, like, if I ran into Amy and maybe we walked past,
in
she
the
didn't
line.
See
we were
me
in the line.
Like that.
I was going to say, what line were you in? Yeah.
If I felt like the interaction didn't go well or if she didn't see me or something like that, I'd get home and I'd be like, hey, take Amy off the list. just take her off the list.
I love that so
And
much.
Then I would see her the next week. We'd have a really good line session. And then I would go home and I'd be like, you can put Amy back on the list. Have you asked anybody yet? Okay, put Amy Sebastian back on the list. So anyway, they end up asking Amy.
I love
Amy,
that so much.
And that night was...
It was amazing.
It was... It could not have gone better.
Right. The roommate date, they pick, you know... they tell you it's a black tie affair, so dress up. And so we eat...
I mean, random question, but you probably rented, or did y'all have, I mean, like, in college, I don't even
it's
know
not
if
black,
my girlfriends
it's not black
would have
tie.
Had.
No, it was like a,
I was
like
wearing like a
cocktail.
Tie. Yeah,
just a dress.
Cocktail.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the guys was in a tux, though. Mm. Josh
okay.
Collins.
Okay.
So, he was the only one who had a tux. That's why he was in a tux.
But just fancy. Fancy. Needed to be fancy.
Fancy, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the night was amazing. It went so great.
So great. We're
it
like,
was one of the best nights of my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're eating. Then we go and dance. We have dessert out on this like patio. We go back and dance some more. And it felt very much like we're the only ones that are like really wanting
this. Of the other.
People.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
else
yeah.
seems like.
At one point, everyone had gone upstairs to watch the end of like the World Series. Mm-hmm. And we're the only ones downstairs dancing. I'm like, I couldn't even name a baseball
that
player.
That is so
sweet. I don't care about the World Series. Even if I was the baseball's biggest fan, I don't care about baseball right now in this moment.
But you had always loved hockey, specifically tonsil hockey.
Tonsil hockey. That's so where I'm going.
Like, I'll tell you one sport I'm doing.
I'm headed straight for the Stanley Cup.
Stanley
Cup. So anyway.
No,
so
none
that
of that
night,
was happening. And so it's like we're dancing and then all of a sudden they're like, all right. Midnight, we made a pact that no matter how well it's going, we're taking everyone home.
So everybody takes their dates home. We give them a rose, take them home. There's a much longer version that we'll kind of skip here. But like it took us a little while because I just couldn't get it in my head that even though that date went so great, it's still a roommate date. I'm still John McLaughlin. She's still Amy Sebastian. Like, this is just no way. I didn't like ask for her phone number afterward.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like, I'm definitely flirting. Like he knows.
Okay. And during that night, you're like, I'm putting it out there.
Yeah,
like, hey,
I'm wanting
I'm
to
interested.
Stay and dance. And I'm very much like
yeah. interested.
For sure. You know, I'm interested.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But when we leave, he doesn't ask for my number. And some roommate dates are just like that. It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
a hang.
Yeah, yeah.
So I left that night.
Like, huh, that's weird.
Yeah. Like not knowing how he felt. So it took a little minute.
So what got you to where y'all actually went out like officially the first time?
It was, long story short, it was
you asked
a
me to
month
get...
and almost a week later because this was in October mm-hmm. and then in November 13th, aww. 2003, that was when we'd gone to dinner. Mm-hmm. I went to dinner with Amy and her family. And then I left my phone in her car.
Smart move.
So I came back, and we ended up, you know, hanging out and telling each other that we liked each other.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, from there, it was just, then it's off to the races.
Yeah.
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 I just, so. It's so, I
and
mean.
Her feet haven't touched the ground since.
Let me tell you. I appreciate that about when you're together, you're always holding her up.
Yeah.
Which feels like a weird
just to remember how much you love me.
Her foot saved you to it. Being a soccer player,
yeah,
it matters. She needs to be ready for any game. So if we go from Dayton to marriage.
Oh. Ooh.
Guys, it's not my first podcast.
You make it look so easy.
So you got married how many years ago? Are y'all 18 years? Y'all are like us, right? Are you 19?
I think we'll be 18, right?
We got married April 8th, 2006.
Yeah, okay. So Next question. How is marriage what you thought it would be, and how is it not what you thought it would be?
It's funny. I know the questions, and I'm like, oh, that's a good
question.
I haven't thought about that. I would say, I mean, I think it's one of my favorite things about marriage is that you just can't, like, I think back on April 8th, 2006, and I'm like, we just didn't even know each other, you know? Mm. Like, not in a, we didn't know what we were doing, but we knew what we were doing as much as you can know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, here we are, you know, 20 plus years later, counting the dating years, and we just know each other on such a deeper level that you just can't, you can't even predict what that's going to feel like, you know?
Yeah.
And I hope that in 20 years, I look back on 2024 and be like, I remember talking about how deep we knew each other, and I couldn't even fathom the depth that we would go to, you know?
So is that what you didn't know? Or what it was, the question?
That's what I didn't
know. How is it what you thought and not what you thought, marriage?
I mean, it's kind of like what I didn't know that it was going to feel like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just didn't know the level of companionship that we would have. I don't know. I think if I'm really honest, I mean, it sounds so cheesy to say, but it's like, I don't know that I would have thought that it would be this good this far in, you know? Yeah, I think there was a little part of me that's like, you got the fire in the beginning, but you got to, it's going to settle down and you just, it's going to be work. Because so, you know, like we say all the time, like when we were getting married, so many people talk about the work that it is, and it definitely is work, and you got to work at it. And I think it's good to kind of lean on that mentality maybe, but we love telling people just like, it's also just the best, you know? I think people don't, it doesn't get talked about in a celebratory way.
That's true. No, I think that's very fair.
Yeah. And all of this is just, it's just easy to be married to Amy.
Oh, I think, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like even, I wonder if y'all feel this way, even if you find a couple who's been married for 30, 40 years, whatever, when they say, guys, it just gets better, there's a part of me, even just naturally, I'm like, oh, this is that couple. That you're like, okay, great, man, sure, okay.
Yeah.
Let's
push
them out into the sea, and we'll never see them again. But you know what I mean? Because it just feels like...
We don't need you here.
Yeah, like you're not a help to anyone at this point. You know what I mean, though? It's funny that you made a great point. It's like there's something about our culture, just being humans or whatever, that you just kind of think, no, it's much more realistic when someone's like, man, it's really great, but it's hard. And you're like, okay, I trust this guy. Than people who are like... No, it's great. It's hard, but it's just something about that. I don't know.
Yeah. And we would always say people would be like, it's after the first year, it's going to be hard. Like, I think we kept waiting. When is it going to be hard? Like, hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like once kids came, it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah.
And more just like finding time to talk and communicate. And what I think what's so hard is when we're so frustrated with one of the girls throwing a fit or something, not to snap at each other. I mean, that's just so hard not to take it out on the person. But I think just having him to like talk about parenting stuff and like just to really like go on our walks and really just hash out like how we're feeling about this with one of the girls or what should we do? And, you know, I just feel like I hope to have that in a partner and like, you know, a husband, but just to really feel like we're both in it so deep, you know, and like we both love them so much. And like, you know, I don't know. It's like being on the same team as like, we're both so annoyed at them. And then at the end of the night, we love them. Yeah. Like you can't be that with anyone else because no one loves them like you. And
yeah, it's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So just so thankful to have that person that we can like roll our eyes at or like laugh or have inside jokes about parenting. And I don't even know if I answered it right, but that's what I'm thinking about in the moment. Just, I didn't realize that part of marriage, like yeah. how much I would want and need that. Because I think I went into it like, oh, we'll have a great marriage. I don't know. I think I was more optimistic. Mm. And I think maybe that's just my personality. I'm more thinking like, oh, yeah, we're going to, it's going to be great.
And I think I was more pessimistic.
Yeah.
I think anytime we would have a fight, I would go all big picture.
Yeah.
Existential.
And
Amy would be like, what are you talking about? The fight we just had, it's over. And I'm like, yeah, but why?
You're like, we're over? No. Yeah. The fight.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I had kind of I think I still do to some degree mm-hmm. have that mentality of like, at some point, there's going to come a day where that dark day that you dread, where it's like, oh, she doesn't love me anymore. Mm-hmm. Or like, we're not, you know, I don't feel connected anymore, whatever. I think that I tend to operate out of that. Like, it's coming. So in order to stave that off, we have to like, and after this fight, we got to go existential and be like, okay, what are we doing? How can we avoid that?
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm like, what? Of course we're in a fight.
You're like, yeah. I'm sorry. What are we getting for dinner in a minute? Because I'm starving.
Yeah. Amy is definitely, you're much more, it's much cleaner and like, you're like, I said what I needed to say.
Right.
Did you hear me? Okay, we're done.
And I'm kind of like, well, yeah, of course we're going to be annoyed at each other and mad at each other. Right. It's just, we're two different humans. I do think that's another thing about marriage that I didn't know is really, and I love it now, but it's still hard, like really learning who John is and how we are so different and being okay with that. Not really trying to change him.
Yeah.
To what I want him to be.
Yeah.
But really be like, okay. I mean, he helps me see things so differently. I think I used to be scared of that.
Hmm.
But now I really welcome it and think, okay, like let's. And so I think really wanting to like see how he views the world, how he views God, how he views his music, you know, I think it's just been like a really, like, I want to learn everything about him and instead of being scared that we're different in ways.
You know, it's funny. One of the counselors that Annie and I have seen, and I did say one of the, he said, you know, the beginning of almost every couple splitting up that I've ever seen, the feeling, the first feeling that happens in that beginning of a separation is, why can't they just be more like me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think about that so much. And it's really terrifying and unbelievably helpful. But to your point, to get that point in your marriage where you're like, oh, actually, hold on.
He's not supposed to be like me.
He's not supposed to be like me, you know.
And thank God he's not.
Yeah, yeah. So to that point, how are y'all different? I mean, to your point about learning John, vice versa, this is who he is. But how do you feel like y'all are different from then, from, you know, 2006?
Oh, from when we started?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, one, he doesn't. We were just laughing the other day. Like when we used to fight, and we used to fight a lot more when we were dating than we do now. But he would take days to get over a fight. And I would just be like, oh my God. Like,
Amy would want to like snuggle.
I would.
Immediately afterward. I'm like, are you a psycho? No, we're not touching skin to skin? Gross.
I remember.
We can't do that now.
I remember when we got married. You did one of the times you're like, I'm going to go sleep on the couch. And I was like, you are not sleeping on the couch.
It was like, Amy's like, she shut that down. She's like, we're not doing that.
And if anyone out there is sleeping on the couch, that's fine. But I was like.
But I'm grateful for it because I was like, I'm just like, well, this is what, I guess you see it in
on
movies.
Yeah.
We just had a big fight, you know. I'm going to go sleep on the couch. Amy's like, no, sir. We are sleeping in the same bed.
You don't have to touch me.
In fact, I'm going to go get a twin bed on Facebook Marketplace. and we're sleeping in that.
Together.
Together. With the same pajamas.
So now that I've said I'm going to order on Amazon a huge pair of pajamas.
This is going to be expensive. It's an investment.
But let it be a lesson to us. Fighting costs money.
But now you don't take that long.
No.
You might take a half a day.
Ever see Johnny coming? You better get out of the way, because he's the Johnny Mac, the Mac truck.
Hey, Dave. Let's brainstorm with me, okay? What is something that works so well that it's like magic?
Okay, air conditioning, for sure.
Okay.
Noise-canceling headphones. People have said my hug.
Sure. I haven't heard that, but...
Okay, cheeseburgers that just have onions grilled right into them. Still don't understand anything about that.
Okay, well, hang on. What about selling on Shopify?
I feel like that's the best answer, because Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
That's right. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Barely remember. It was so long ago for me. But Shopify is there to help you grow.
Whether you're selling silky sheets or hawking heavenly harps, I mean, do we have great writers, John? Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Whatever and whenever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to the other leading commerce platforms.
And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star.
Now, Dave, what I love about Shopify is that you can grow your average order value with the Shopify Bundles app. People love bundles, all right? That's where you can create and sell product bundles with ease.
Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dadville, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dadville now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/dadville.
Dave. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John.
Yeah. What's up?
I got a level with you.
You look a little tired.
Yeah. Well, okay. He's off there. Let me say it first.
No. You get more handsome as you get more tired.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That actually explains a lot. I do feel like I need a break. And you know what that means? I could take some coffee. Let's get some coffee.
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard you just say coffee. And guess what, Dave?
What?
My morning cup of Joe. Listen to this.
What?
Mmm.
Good gracious.
Is brought to you by... Let's sing it together.
Okay. Methodical Coffee has craft coffee and tea for people of all kinds, roasted, blended, brewed, served, and perfected by verified coffee and tea nerds. Just like you, Johnny.
Thank you, Dave. That's exactly right. And Methodical is not just the name of their business. It's their approach to everything.
And, John, the best of Methodical's coffees, would you tell them? Can we say it together?
I think it's our... The signature Dadville
blend.
We nailed
one
that.
One more time.
The signature Dadville blend. There we go. Dave, the Dadville blend, it's the feel that gets me going every morning.
Yes.
Because it's filled with hints of chocolate, graham, brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. Methodical is on a mission to connect people to the beauty of life through coffee experiences for people like you, okay? Methodical's been roasting and hosting the old R&H, the Roast and Host, for over 9 years, and they offer a wide selection of coffees and teas that are complex, yet easy going.
Mm-hmm. Now, on their website, you'll also find brew guides that'll teach you how to turn your coffee brewing chore into a beloved ritual. Craft a cup you'll love with Methodical Coffee. Also, get 10% off your first order of coffee or tea with the discount code
Dadville. Isn't it funny? I don't know what that is, because I'm the same as you. And I don't know if that's like an artist thing, an empathetic thing, if it's a male, I don't know, but it's funny that that's true of me and Annie too. She's so much more ones and zeros, and I'm like, I just feel like, would you do this? You know, right. And she's kind of like, can we sort of wrap this up at some point?
So are you emotional? Done?
Yeah, literally. Can done? You just? I just feel like maybe whatever the point is we're getting to, the quicker we can do that would be great.
Yeah.
It hangs over me too much.
I'm different in that way.
like that. That to your point. To your point. It, that short. The sort of like aftermath has shortened that time.
Yeah.
Sort of like the post.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the reason is because Amy. I mean, one thing that I guess this answers the previous question, but I didn't expect being married to Amy, our marriage, to teach me so much about grace and forgiveness.
Hmm.
And I think because of that, because of Amy's amazing grace and forgiveness and acceptance, I've been able to shorten that time after a fight. Because I think at the root of that, after a fight back in the day, is total shame. It's just like, I'm the worst. I don't want you to touch me because I don't want to make you be around me.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
remove myself because I'm the worst. Mm. And I'm a four, so I'm like, I'm fine with being sad.
I'll live
here. I'll go be sad by myself.
I'm going to write a song about it.
Yeah, this will be fine.
I've got three pianos in here.
Yeah.
There's all kind of choices.
And I think the shame, learning that too also about him, that he's taking, like some things where I'm like, well, I think is like a, oh, don't do that one thing. He takes it really to heart.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, no. I don't think anything of it. But learning that too, like maybe how I say things, or is this really a big thing that I want to bring up?
Yeah.
But the thing with me too is I cannot hold anything in. So if
like praise the Lord.
But John is not that too. So we've had to learn.
I'm the opposite. I will keep it all in.
Just swallow it.
Yeah. And so, I'm always like, you never have to wonder if I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right away when I'm mad.
Yeah, yeah.
But John, I feel like you're getting better too, right?
As far as you know.
Sweetie?
How do you feel like you're different?
Than I was?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was more insecure back then. And I think just over the years, I don't know. I mean, I think John makes
I wasn't great in the beginning. I think I didn't know. I did some things that looking back, I'm like, you idiot. This is so simple. Like, I could have made Amy feel a lot more secure in our relationship and in our marriage. I don't think I laid a good foundation in the beginning.
Well, from the crowd, I mean, from stage, dedicating the songs to girls in the crowd, I always thought was weird for you. But
sell that merch. That's the reason. You got to sell that merch.
You too. Did feel like a weird choice.
And Amy was selling the merch.
Sold the merch.
Ironically.
Here, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. You are cute. Okay, have a
beautiful name.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But he is like, I feel like that's how you're different. I mean, I don't know. Like, you are way different. He makes me feel so secure now. Like, the way he makes me feel now is, night and day. Like,
was that ever weird for you with shows and him? Like, because, one of the cool parts of y'all's story is that, you for years were out with John playing shows. In fact, it's one of the things I love so much about y'all is that my memories of you guys early on are of you guys. Mm-hmm. It's very rarely just John, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, be it shows together, whatever, it was like, I was so used to being with both y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it ever weird for you to, like, sit and have to deal with, adoring female fans for him? Or was that always kind of
a little bit? But mostly I loved it. I loved, and I'm sure Annie feels the same. I love when people love him.
Yeah.
Because I love him. It's like.
And I ask that only because, again, you were at all those shows.
Right.
It wasn't like Annie where she'd be one every now and then.
Right.
And, you were, however many nights you were playing, you were watching.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm so many times I'm taking pictures of him and all the girl. Like, I'm the one. Taking the picture.
Yeah.
Or every now and then, but mostly I'm just.
Yeah.
But I loved it. But there are, of course, a few times where I'm like, I remember, I wasn't there. I don't know where I was, but like maybe he had a one off and he had like handlers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh, here we go. Here we
No, but just like what I'm
imagining. Saint Paul, Minnesota.
What I'm imagining, there's a cute girl having to take him to his hotel, to the venue, I just remember being so much more, well, is she cute? Do you like her?
Which is so funny because I know you so well, Amy, and I can't imagine you doing that.
Right.
It just feels so far from your personality.
But back then, I think I was just like,
yeah.
Well, here we go. This is how it happens. And
here's the beginning.
Yep. So, and now I don't even.
Yeah.
Ask who you saw. You know, it's just so different now. Yeah. And we always, we're so thankful that I can, that I went on the road and I have those memories and I can see all the venues and what it's really like.
Well, it's seeing him in action too, just knowing him so well, knowing like, oh, this is what the day looks like.
Right.
Yeah. I think is, it's so helpful.
And most of his fans are so sweet.
The best. Yeah.
Like, and I feel like love us and, you know, I don't feel like.
Which is cool too, because people got to meet you collectively.
And I got to meet so many cool people and, you know, that was such a special. And we even knew it in the moment. I feel like we knew, like, oh, this is so great that we get to do this.
Yeah. And I always thought that was so cool.
Yeah. And so many of my friends were like, oh, I could never do that. I could never go and do that. And I'm like, I think you could. I think.
Annie could.
I think she could.
I mean, Amy loves traveling more than anyone I know.
And I love the guys. You know, Luke, Dylan, Chad, Bob, like all of them. Like, I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
And their wives. Yeah. It was just such a special.
It was such a great time. Oh, I miss special it time. So much.
So, yeah, some security now. And okay. I think that's age and just how John makes me feel.
Yeah, like that's beautifully said. I love that. That's great. Okay, so what? So this is a twofold question. What do you think each other's superpowers are that you envy the most as humans?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so just as humans, comma, as parents.
I mean, for like immediately, one of Amy's superpowers is her amazing ability to empathize with people, connect with people.
Yeah, so she's amazing at that.
Yeah, I mean it's one of my favorite things about her. Like she truly, you could line up every single person, every single friend, acquaintance of Amy's, they would all say this about her. It's like it's just a superpower that she has. And I think people are so drawn to her, and she has such a like disarming energy, and her ability to actually this boggles my mind. Her ability to remember people, their names, the things that, like, their spouses, their kids, things that have happened recently with them. It's unbelievable.
I think a lot of women can do that. I think it
Maybe not at that level, though. You and my mom share that superpower.
Really?
My mom, it's uncanny. It's the same. You do it too. But I grew up with a mom who was like, if she walked past someone, she would remember their name. Mm-hmm. It was just like, and then she'd be like, hey, do you remember your friend Jordan? Is he still, and are they moving? They did. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's got a 2- and a 3-year-old. I'm like, yeah. You know, it's that same thing where I'm just like, it's incredible. It's what a gift that is to people too. Because it just makes you feel so, you know.
Well, the best part about it is that I think people can have that skill for different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you can hone that skill for different reasons.
Yeah.
And I think you can have it for, you know, altruistic reasons and for selfish reasons. And,
or even just business reasons.
Yeah,
whatever,
yeah. And I think Amy's just genuinely comes out of a genuine just love for people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's a people gatherer.
Yeah.
Well, I love people. I think John has many. I think I love my first. Let me go with what he is as a dad that I wish I had. I wish I had his energy. And his, like, and most things in life, but especially being the dad who's like, yeah, I'll go do that, jump on the trampoline, you know, play the card game, he's just so good. And, you know, he always talks about how he feels like he's not good at that, but I feel like he has the energy to put into being with the girls and. I wish I had that. I wish I had a lot of his energy to do. You know, he's so good. At some point I'll say this, but you know, he's so good at doing the laundry, the dishes, cooks. Like, he just does everything. Like, he's so, you know, busy and all that. So I wish I had. I'm not that. Like, we're opposite in that way. So I'm sure it's really hard for him to be married to me. But
he says that a lot actually, on the podcast.
Not while we're recording, though.
But I also love how like non-judgmental he is of people. And I feel like that's a superpower. Like he sees all sides and really gives people the benefit of the doubt. And he's super funny. That's also a superpower. And he's super humble. I mean, I can say a lot of superpowers.
We have time. Keep going.
Just let's give it five and just see what happens.
Okay. So just...
Babe, that's so sweet. I forgot to say yours as a parent. I mean, there's a lot of them. I feel like, I don't know if this is like, this is the one that I want to say probably because it is the thing that you do so well that I feel like I don't do super well. But I feel like our girls will never say, my mom just never knew what was really going on with me or whatever. Like Amy cares about, and I mean, we all love our kids. I love my girls. But and it's kind of the same, it's a similar strength with the non-parenting strength that I said. But like, she is in the nitty-gritty of like, what do my girls need today?
Yeah.
You know, be it like, you feel like one of them has been left out at school or something like that, and that's on your mind, or like, we got to get this grade up in school, and so I'm going to take them to the coffee shop every day after school and we'll do a little like fun tutoring time, or you know, just all that kind of stuff. You have no shortage of energy. Like that takes a ton of energy to not only to do all those things, do what needs done, but also just that mental energy that it takes.
I may have more mental energy and you have physical energy. Maybe we're a perfect
team. Yeah, maybe that.
Team.
That's how it works. Perfect team. We're guys, like the Captain that's... Planet of parenting over here.
That's so good. Okay, one more question before a really spectacular lightning round.
Okay,
I'm just
warning y'all. How have you kind of hinted at this, Amy? But I want to hear more about this. But like, how do y'all feel like kids have impacted your marriage? And as John puts it well, specifically y'all's kids.
I love kids.
But you can answer in twofold. Other people.
There's a kid down the street.
He is.
Who we love.
He has impacted us, our marriage.
Is it Sam? And how much it's he's Sammy. Stolen from y'all food wise?
It's taken. We've had to become closer just to figure out how to get more food.
Underwrite the food that Sam is stealing.
Makes me so happy when he eats our food.
Oh,
it does. I know.
Well, he is going to make you happy for a long time.
I genuinely mean this. Like when Sammy or any kid that we know walks into the house, like he comes over, puts the coat in the door, walks in the house. He might not even say hi to us and goes straight for the pantry.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any frozen mangoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's only gonna... hi, Sam. Yeah, whatever.
Hey,
so again, let's just...
Did you refill? For
I feel like yesterday I sort of hinted at that and maybe you didn't.
Costco run this week or no? And
you had to jump on the phone and just do a quick, like, you know.
He's
it
so
makes
great.
Me so happy. How has kids impacted our marriage? Well, in the beginning, like Amy said earlier, I mean, that's when it, like, you realize, okay, everyone was like, marriage is going to change your life. And it does, but it's not, we're always waiting for this seismic shift in the world. And it's like, no, now we're just like, you know, we live in the same house now, you know. But then when you have kids, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, kids change everything, you know. And it's just, they're just like, you know, you're not getting any sleep. You're getting, I mean, there was a time where we were like, I think half of the fights that happen in the first couple months of having kids are literally just because you have a kid screaming in your ear, one of us.
Yeah.
So I can't hear what you're saying. So we're already yelling at each other, and then I can't hear you, and I'm like, I'm not going to repeat it a third time.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not even fighting, but we're fighting right now.
Your tone is very rude right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that gives you a little hurdle to get over. But I mean...
I would say just So, no, finish what you're saying.
You
might lose it.
I was just going to say, I will not lose this. I'll never forget this.
Okay.
We have talked about this on this podcast before. And again, this sounds hyperbolic and cliche at the same time. It's 1,000% true. In Indianapolis, December 2012, when Luca was born, it was just like, Amy, I felt like I was an assistant on the sidelines, a little terrified, and just like, when she points at me, I'll go get whatever she needs or whatever. It was just like, Amy was like in her zone. She was just born to be a mom, and I loved seeing her holding Luca, and just it just felt like divine, you know.
And I want to give you credit though. I feel like sometimes when you say that, you hear some other people talk, and they're like, the dad's not involved, doesn't change a diaper, doesn't like, even though it may not have seemed natural, you totally faked it. It looked like you were. I mean, you were up at night, you are changing the diapers, you are doing everything. So, you were in it with, it wasn't like, I didn't feel like you're my little helper. I felt like.
Well, anything that was like a task that I was like, I can do that. I'll change a diaper. I can, you know, get up and do a little feeding thing. I can, you know, and it did feel natural. I remember the first morning that we woke up in our house with Luca. Mm-hmm. I was making breakfast and I cracked an egg with one hand while holding Luca.
See?
And I was like, I am crushing this. But I think it's like the spiritual connection that you had with Luca. Mm. That I think takes a minute.
That was like one of the best things that ever happened is Jeremy Cowart. Who had kids way before the rest of our friend group with Shannon. I remember him kind of telling us as we were starting to have kids, the rest of the group, he's like, hey, just a heads up. There's going to be a few months potentially where you're going to feel like this kid doesn't even know I exist. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. There's probably going to be some jealousy with you and your wife. But it changes, I promise. Mm-hmm. And that is still, to this day, top three parenting
what you say
advices.
Yeah.
Pieces of advice that I've ever been given. That moment, you know, like you said, you have like a month and a half in, you're like, this is like, it's sad to say, but I'm getting nothing from this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, at least the mom is feeding there's so much interaction, mm-hmm. even not even at the, as you said, the whatever connection level is yet of like the baby, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh my God, as a dad, you're like, what are we doing here? It's just full service. It's like, no kickbacks at all, you know, which is selfish to say, but it's true. It's like, you're not even getting a little bit of like, well, but she'll look up at me and smile and then, you know, I power through. It's like, no, she's like, please let go of me.
Where's mom?
Where's mom?
Yeah.
I feel like and kids change like little practical things. Like you can't just walk out the door.
Yeah.
You can't just, it's like planning. So I remember like if the girls are both at a friend's house, and we're going to go do something. We're like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. Like everything was so easy. Like packing, leaving the house, all these things. Kids just, you know, we're starting to get like out of that a little bit though. Mm-hmm. But it's still, you're still not as fast if it's just the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, man.
But there's nothing. And, you know, I feel like that brings you guys, you know, people together like your kids, like this common little, whether it be amazing or hard, like we're doing this together. Like this is our.
But something that y'all do that I think is, I admire so much, like you were saying with y'all's walks, is I feel like y'all do a really good job of being together also, you know, not just, you know, the thing that I think we all fear as parents on some level, and maybe even not. It may be just subconscious that once the kids go, it's like, oh boy, what's going to happen with me and my spouse? You know,
I think you hear that.
Y'all do a great job.
I think that's top of mind for me.
Which you kind of admitted earlier. And I think and if there's a good part of that, because there is a silver lining, it's that it makes you think, and let's go on walks, let's catch up, let's go get a lunch date. You know what I mean? Like you're keeping, as much as it may be motivated in some ways by some fear, it's also a really helpful thing. You know what I mean? To
and I'm on the other end, like how I said earlier, I'm like, we're gonna be so great. We're gonna travel. We're gonna go see them. Then we're gonna go travel. I'm just thinking. I love spending all my time with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love my girlfriend to need them and love that. But I love, you know, like I feel so grateful that. And someone back in the day said that too. Like, do you enjoy spending time with your boyfriend or fiance or whatever?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I do. I really enjoy him. And so, and I know I'm lucky. I don't think everyone feels that way. So,
yeah. But some of that's because, you know, y'all do a good job of fostering that. I mean, y'all really do make time for each other. And, you know, it's never like, I never smile harder at y'all than when y'all are walking by on a walk and I can see you like really talking.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. You know, you're kind of at a good pace, like good little clip, you know, okay.
We're going to do this.
Like there's, Amy's using her hands a lot. Okay. Lightning round. And like what it's called. It's the lightning round.
It's going to be so fast.
And I have some curveballs.
Ooh.
You thought it was all just something you knew, and you prepared for the wrong
questions. You
know
how much I love baseball.
So I want you to not think much, and you both have to – or not just, like, go as quick as you can. I mean, don't –
At the same time?
No.
Okay.
So there's a few of these.
Okay.
Remember, just go with what your heart says. Favorite Dadville host, go.
Amy.
Dave.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have Jason edit out the okay, this is a fun one to me. What's the job that the other could do amazingly other than what they currently do?
Oh.
Wait. Like the job when it comes to like...
What's a job that John could do other than what you do? What's a job that Amy could do other than what she does?
I mean, Amy could definitely be a therapist.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool.
It would benefit the world. It might... Take her down, though.
Oh, what a great comment.
Because she carries
the empath. It'd be potentially too much.
Yeah, I don't know how they do
it. I think you would come home after day one and you would just pass out.
Yeah. Every job has its muscles you have to have, right? Every job.
Right.
You know, that one for that job fascinates me, though. Mm-hmm. Like, because we have a lot of friends that do that. And it's I'm like, how are you smiling at dinner?
I know.
You know?
Yeah, you would have to have... You would have to have that empathy. I don't know. Maybe you don't have to have the empathy. Maybe you would just need to have like the knowledge and then some level of apathy.
Well, and not to be cheesy, but for those who are people of faith, I would think that at some point you have to believe God is going to take care of everything.
Right.
It's not he sees fit and it's not on me.
Yeah.
Okay. Therapist, Amy?
Well, I think when we do talk about this, it's like, oh, you should be a realtor or whatever. But I don't think that. I'm thinking like something that you could just, since you're a little workhorse, like what could you do? Like a little like clean the yard. You could be like a lawn. Or like, you know what I mean? Like something where you, like he's like, oh, the backyard is driving me crazy. He goes out and he does something about it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that is something I admire a lot about you, John.
He just
you are like
does
a
things.
Hustler.
So I'm like, what? I don't know what that would be. You're a hustler.
It's kind of, I mean, not to sound cheesy, but it's kind of anything. I mean, that is a very, it's a pretty amazing
you're handyman.
Trait. Yeah. It's like
but
just
you
something
learn
that was
to,
without the skill.
Yeah.
I got the energy, though.
The tenacity's there, which is all you need.
Like when we used to play indoor soccer, he'd be like, I don't ever play soccer. He would, it's like, he just has the
it's an
hustle.
Amazing trait. He it's has, an incredible trait.
Yeah, is it? I feel like it bleeds into everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is, but.
So professional soccer player. That's what I'm going to.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's me too. Okay, quirkiest trait of partner.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait. I want to think about this because this is one
is
of those questions
fire.
That like
I know.
Later on tonight I'll be like, oh, why didn't I say this thing that you do?
Can we come
back to it?
Yes.
Okay.
It can. I'll even take cutest, or like, you know, it doesn't have to be like, oh, that's kind of
quirky.
Yeah, it can be cute. It can be like, oh, but this is sort of a similarist question, so we're not really getting out of the depths yet. What's something that people don't know about John? What's something people don't know about Amy?
That he's very clean and organized.
That is one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite quirks about him.
And tidy.
But do you like that?
What he didn't say like it. He just said what?
Okay.
What does someone? And,
that's true. That wasn't part of the question.
Yeah.
And I do like it. I always say we get into fights about it, but I would much rather you be tidy and all that than a slob. No offense to slobs out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You have other giftings.
Yeah.
Man, Amy.
I'm so nervous.
But I was going to say, first thing that came to my mind was like, this woman can make, she should be, this should be your job that you could do. You could be a professional curator of charcuterie
no,
boards.
No, everyone but can then do I that was now.
Like, I was like, no, that's not the thing. I don't know that people know the depth of love that you have for 90s R&B.
That is, yes. Yes.
That is like...
I was listening to it on my way here.
It is. For everybody who's listening, I want to co-sign with John on this. Like, it is one of my favorite traits of Amy
We bond
McLaughlin.
Over it.
Like, you don't understand how much this woman loves 90s R&B.
And I know. I love 90s. I know. So we... Like some the hits and stuff like that. Like I love but there'll be some songs that Amy would be like, you know this song. Wait till it gets to the chorus. You know, and she's singing along and she's like, oh, this is seventh grade, whatever, you know. And then I'm like, I've never heard this song before in my life.
You're also younger though, so maybe that
That's true. I'm quite a bit younger.
We can, if you want, now we can, because I've only got one more question. We can circle back to quirkiest, but we can also play that as those can double as those answers too.
Okay.
Dealer's choice. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Because I feel like there's a great answer for the quirkiest, but I'm like under pressure. I'm like, I'm not going to think of the answer that I want that is the right answer. And I'm going to think of it tonight.
Okay. Well, let's
One thing that Amy does.
Here it comes.
Here we go.
She will take, like, if she's making dinner, you know what I'm going to say?
No, but I'm nervous.
She's making dinner, which Amy's an amazing cook. She'll, like, take the cap off the olive oil, and put some olive oil in there, and she'll take the cap, and she'll just set it on top of the bottle.
This is his OCD thing.
And not
out.
Not screw it oh, down. It'll I don't. Just be sitting on the bottle.
Oh, man.
I might need it in a minute.
This is, I know I'm going to do these two and you may change them, but mine would be for Annie Nights because she has a few of them, which I've already sort of stored up. But one of them, she will not throw away. She will not throw away half drunkened cans of anything.
She'll just set it.
And I will go, hey, this, she's like, yeah. And I'm like, why don't you throw it away? She's like, because it's still half, I'm like, you're not, this is 4 days old. Like, she won't do it. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Because she doesn't want to waste it, maybe?
She has I just assume there's trauma there. I don't even know how you can have trauma.
You don't
but
even
I'm like,
want
there's
it.
Something deeply wrong with this scenario. Yeah, anyway.
Now, that reminds me of, I feel like this isn't the bullseye of an answer, but Amy won't throw anything away if our children have touched it or breathed
on
it.
Yes,
that's not true. I'm so good about
she
that now.
She will be like,
babe, I have a...
I'm saving that for the memory box.
Yeah, and the box is that big, and that's through fifth grade from birth.
But you don't want to get rid of anything.
Yeah, but I do.
I just need things to spark memories for me. That's why I keep those, truthfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll see it and be like, oh, I forgot that they... Whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to want that one day. When they're out of the house, we're going to want them to go through those, and you're going to be like, I'm so glad.
That's true.
I can't think of a quirk right now.
You know what one of mine is for John is when you lick your fingers when you're playing piano. I think that's really fun.
Yeah. It's totally not necessary.
But it's fun. Okay.
I'm going to think of Amy's and then I'll just say it in a future episode.
Yeah.
And me too.
I'll stop our guest.
And say,
it'll be
it's funny you asked.
Apropos of nothing.
It's funny you asked, Dave. Wait, what?
It's the...
I guess I'd say my wife's quirkiest trait.
Our guests are just sitting there staring.
Okay.
Okay. Final question. You know, this is coming, John. If you guys wrote a book on marriage, what would it be called?
Oh.
This is kind of on John because he knew this was coming.
Yeah.
I think I would title it Simple Things.
Oh.
Babe, that's great. Tell the I said not viewers, the listeners, your advice.
Because
you have great
advice. My
advice
is for any married couple. I would say you just figure out what your spouse, a couple things that they love, like that are important to them, to spout off a couple. Amy has said to me, when I take the trash and the recycling out, and then our little trash thing, like when you pull it out, it's clean. And she's like, I just love that. So, and I hate taking the trash out. I mean, if it's like a bad day, it's rainy, I got to walk through my backyard, and, you know, I don't want to do it. But I'm like, this is such a simple thing.
Yeah.
And it means something
to her. I
love
that. That's really sweet.
It means more to her than it means to me
that
I to not do it.
Yeah.
Little things like that.
That's really cool.
I think if you could just focus a few little things.
Just a couple things a day.
It's pretty true.
Do one thing a day.
It's really true.
And it means so much. Mm. And it doesn't take a lot of energy.
Yeah.
God, that's good. Jeez, John.
Simple things.
Yeah.
I also want to say I heard this from your guys' podcast.
She does
long time listener.
She does yep. listen.
Uh-huh. I think it was when Johnny Swim Abner, mm-hmm. Abner mm-hmm. when he was talking about he and Amanda, and he was saying we're both the babies of the family, mm-hmm. or youngest.
Oh yeah.
And we talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think I love when he said that. I said I do think that's also why we work. He said we're both flexible or bendable or something. And being babies of the family, that's just kind of what you've grown up doing. And so I feel mm-hmm. like...
And we're both the babies.
We're both the babies. And so we both bend a lot. We can... Not
bendable.
That, bendable.
That's a good title.
The bendable. But bendable, you have to be the babies.
Great. Yeah.
Bendable babies.
Now, that's not going to sell as
really?
Much. Just a thought. Just a heads up. Probably won't make this
bendable
show.
Bendable babies.
Thank you guys for doing this. This was wonderful.
Thank you,
this
Dave.
Was so fun to be the guest.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait for
I can't wait to interview
you. I'm not doing it.
Dadville.